This is Marketplace from APM.
And the never-ending fiscal drama that is the European Union has once again not disappointed. The two countries that are arguably either at or really, really close to the economic center of the European debt crisis had elections over the weekend. Socialist François Hollande will be sworn in Paris on May the 15th. He won on a distinctly anti-austerity program. Greek voters, meanwhile, punished the two biggest political parties there for the belt tightening that German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been demanding for months now. We're going to hotscotch around Europe for a little analysis right now as we get started. Franz-Olivier Gisbert is the editor of the French weekly news magazine Le Point. And I asked him when we spoke this morning whether French voters might be in a little bit of denial about their economic reality.
They are in a kind of denial, but they are very afraid. So they know that it's going to be less easy than it was, and they know that.
Does this election of Monsieur Hollande and his eventual cabinet and ministers, does it make it more or less likely that this thing that we over here call the European debt crisis will come to some kind of satisfactory conclusion, do you think?
Well, it's very difficult to say, because when you see the program of Mr. Hollande, he's not dedicated to this problem in the country. But Mr. Hollande is very smart, very pragmatic. If his program is not dedicated to the debt crisis, I think himself would be dedicated to the debt crisis.
There was much talk during this election of the Merkozy alliance, Angela Merkel and Michel
Sarkozy.
That's
right. Yeah.
Will there be a Merkeland? I mean, he's going to see the new president is going to see the German chancellor in a couple of weeks.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure in some weeks, I wouldn't say some days, of course, but in some weeks, things are going to get better. Because it was always the case between the German chancellor and the French president. And at the end, they were the best friends.
Franz-Olivier Gisbert at the French news magazine Le Point right there. Down in Athens, Greece, meanwhile, Antonis Papianidis publishes a magazine called Economic Monthly.
People are running scared because they voted with their hearts and not with their minds. And now they have to collect.
What's supposed to happen then? I mean, do you think the Germans are actually going to look at Greece now and say, oh, yeah, we'll keep on funding whatever bailout programs we have in place? Or are they going to say, the heck with you guys if you're going to do this?
I believe that B will be correct. I mean, Germans will more or less point a finger at us and say, you've been missing your targets. So you either get out of the euro or you die locally. The people, I mean, Greeks, have voted for the easy way out. Meaning they have been venting anger at their political leaders. And now we have a total impasse, meaning we go nowhere.
It has to go somewhere, sir, though, right? Because the debt is real. The probability of a default is now real again. The question of leaving the euro is very real again. It has to go somewhere.
Yes, but the saving of Greece on the part of Europe has been really a way to pretend that the problem would go away while the Europeans, meaning the Germans, will be ring-fencing Greece to make the country ready to collapse. And this may be happening just before our eyes.
So that's Greece, Antonis Papianidis, down in Athens. Joseph Jaffe is the editor of the German newspaper Die Zeit.
The bet, well, has been that the Germans will finally cave in. Stop cracking the whip of austerity, but I don't think so. Because who else could come up with the kind of money? The French? No. The Italians? No. The Spaniards? No. So if there's only one left, even the rich Germans don't have bottomless pockets.
I wonder, though, if this won't somehow become a problem politically for Mrs. Merkel, because her voters, her electorate will see people in Greece and France not following the austerity course. And what's to prevent the average German citizen from saying, well, we're not going to keep giving these guys money and giving them bailouts. How are we going to do that?
First of all, Mrs. Merkel is not facing any election. The next one is next year. And the Germans are the only country, I mean, only large country, who are doing pretty well. I mean, their unemployment is falling rather than rising. And the deficit is coming down to almost zero over the next next year or so.
What do you make of the entente that had existed between Mrs. Merkel and President Sarkozy, now with Mr. Hollande?
There's no Europe without Germany and France. Now the question is, who is going to adapt to whom?
Joseph Joffe of the German newspaper Die Zeit, in a little European whip around right there.